It is 5:03 p.m. This is Alex. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Thomas.
Hello, everybody.
Thomas is not a regular DJ, and you'll notice that I am not a regular DJ in this slot. So if you came here looking for John, it's an April Fool's Day joke. John is not here.
John's not here, man.
John is not even going to come close to coming. So if you're listening, my show, my regular show, which I'm sure you all listen to regularly, is on at 5 p.m. on Mondays. It's called Moose Tracks Radio. So this hour is going to be freeform, which we're always freeform, but this is going to be truly freeform. We're just going to play around. We're going to do some cool stuff. If you want to hear a song, call in. And we will play that song, provided it's appropriate for the show. That will be 617-627-3800. Give us a call. But until then, enjoy our variety. And hopefully you enjoy the variety, but there's going to be variety. So let's get to it.
aside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along or go alone. He's come to take his children home.
That first track that you heard was the unbeatable and timeless Uncle John's Band by Grateful Dead from the album Working Man's Dead. I always bring that, not just the Dead, but I always bring particularly that song out when this weather starts to get like this, even though it might snow on Monday. Thomas, you want to talk about the other song?
Oh yeah, that was 13 by Big Star. So if you're a fan of 70s power pop, that was your hit right there.
That's funny. I'm not that versed. In 70s power pop.
Open your horizons, man.
There it is. Well, now we know. So we're going to take it from 70s power pop to, dare I say, the power pop of the 2000... What is it? The 2010s? Like, what do you call this?
I
really didn't like when people called the 2000s the aughts, but that's okay.
2000-tweens?
2000-tweens. We're on the second half of the 2010s. So we're going to hit some pop music that has a lot of power right now.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame. It's an
Well, that first song we had was Omen by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith. Thankfully, the radio edit. What did we have before that, Thomas?
Oh, right before that, right after that, rather. Oh, we had 1901 by Phoenix.
That was my bad, 1901. Yeah. So the way we're doing the show, we haven't explained this. we talked about it together. I am picking the first song, and then Thomas is picking a comparable response to that song. So I chose Omen because it's a really tight song. Why did you choose?
That's so crazy, because I chose 1901 because it's a really tight song.
Upbeat, you know?
Yeah.
So, perfect. So if you're ever wondering why we're playing a song, it's probably because it's a really tight song.
It's a really tight song.
So, yeah, this next song is actually going to bring the mood way down, and it's going to make everybody angry. But that's okay. We're going to do it. Here we go.
I don't wanna know who I am without you. Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it through. The keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom, and the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. If they can't find a way to hell, find a way to help, or they can go to hell. Yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. Sparkle bubble.
This is a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be a little dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This is a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And we'd like to thank ES Posthumous for the theme of the NFL on CBS to lead into that. That PSA. Before that, we had. I think I'm going to do that every show from now on. But before, that was the first time I've done that. Before we heard that, we heard Agape by Bear's Den, which I selected, and then Thomas selected another track.
Yeah, we followed that up with Girl in the War by Josh Ritter.
And I believe Thomas picked that song because it has a mandolin.
It has a mandolin. I wanted to keep the mandolin going.
We had two songs of the mandolin. So now, we're going to slow it down a little bit, change the mood a little bit, which is good. It's got a little sample from a popular song you might know. It sounds great by itself. So here we go.
Baby,
So we just played a bunch of songs without any context, but we're going to explain. So we started with Do You Wanna by Mike Posner. And then we played San Francisco by the Mowglis. Mike Posner, I mean, that song Do You Wanna from 31 Minutes to Takeoff in San Francisco from Waiting for the Dawn. I've been listening to pretty much exclusively that song. So if just one thing to some listeners, if you are calling while we are speaking, we will not pick up the phone because we are in the middle of an explication. So if you are calling, we would love for you to call back in about 2 minutes, but while the song's playing, but if you call during the show, we can't answer. Because we're not going to put you right on air because we're not going to do that. So, and right after that, we had Steady As She Goes by The Raconteurs, which Thomas picked. Why'd you pick that?
Why'd I pick that? That's just a headbanging song right there. To follow up on your headbanging song.
Plenty of headbanging songs to go around. And after that, we had The Difference Between Us by The Dead Weather, which is the headbanging song that I chose.
Speaking of Dead Weather, Jack White, common thread, well picked.
There was the common thread. We had The Raconteurs. And then, which is a Jack White band. Jack White plays a secondary role in that band as well as with the Dead Weather. Mm. He is the drummer for the Dead Weather, whereas Allison Mosshart, who fronts the Kills, is the singer and guitar player. Once again, if you call while we are speaking, we will not answer the phone. But please call in 2 minutes while we're playing this song. Here we go. 45.
Come inside and speak words. your shirt reminds me of my bed. I don't mean that in a sexual way. When I'm out with you, I don't care what is said. I know it's all jealousy. I drive past my house cause it's not late enough. I feel like just going out. 20 minutes later, I'm feeling kinda tired. You know what I'm talking about. I don't like to party. I don't like to say what's on my mind. I've just got a problem. It's nothing that won't go away in time. The color of the trees when the summertime's over makes me smile even when I'm alone. I laugh to myself and I hold conversations about things you'll never know. I drive past your house and I don't mean to look. It makes me feel like a creep. But I've got this feeling I was just thinking, thinking of you and me. You barely try but you're at. A lot of times it's you that's on my mind. I think I've got a problem. I'm thinking it will go away in time.
Thomas selected the first track there. What was it?
I'm so sorry. I don't even remember what we chose.
Hop Along?
Hop Along. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hop Along. Love to talk about them. They're playing a show at the Sinclair May 8th with Speedy Ortiz, who are of my Vermont heart. So do check them out if you get the time.
So we had that, then we had mixtapes. We had a song called Orange Yellow from the album Maps, their first album. It's about 10 songs long, about 15 minutes long. So if you're interested. So we're going to close out with two songs. The first track is a request. Someone just called in for it. It was a request. Wonderful. Please do that on other people's shows because ours is about to end, but do it. And then we're going to play a song from our very own Thomas right here in the studio. So
awesome.
We're going to get into it and we will check in right before we close the show. But these are the last two tracks. Thanks for coming.
Everybody's second home, always trying to keep me alone. An easy way to lose it all. Always selling all those fails over by the west side rail. Please turn out the light. I get all sick, confusion, headache, trying to figure out who's right. Dreaming on the silver screen, waking up your plainclothes man. We'll be right back.
so. I don't think so.
Charlotte Level.